This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Let's get to our predictions for the season. Jorge Mateo, by the way, is there. Levant Soto is not. Orioles have to set their roster like 5 minutes ago, and as soon as we get official confirmation on it, because they'll send an email, we'll share it with you. And still, I mean, just try this one more time, Nolan. Refresh. Come on, baby. Nope, not yet. But here's Toronto. Finished last in 2024, 74-88, 39-42 at home. John Schneider is the manager. BBT debuts tomorrow, by the way, with Tim Barbalace and Mike Bordick. You're on 105.7 The Fan. But Bo Bichette leading off your shortstop. Vlad Jr. is at first base. Former Oriole Anthony Santander is in left field batting third. Andres Jimenez is at second base. Kirk's at behind the dish. Just got a contract extension. Springer is at center field. Wagner, your DH. Clement is at third base. And Roden is in right field. So Toronto, it's a team that could either make a push for the playoffs where they were in 22-23. But if they play poorly, then maybe they could be unloading. I know Toronto's made a run. It was reported last night on MLB Network. Try to get Vlad signed. Hopefully for them before first pitch. Doesn't appear likely, but they've upped their offer. Vlad Jr. and Bo Bichette, both free agents after this season. But that's the Toronto lineup. Again, as soon as we get Baltimore's, we'll give it to you. All right, let's get to the American League East. Last year, the Yankees won the division, and they were the favorites to win it early in the odds makers process. But they're down two starters in the rotation, and Clark Schmidt's kind of banged up a little bit. Juan Soto's now swinging for the Mets. Aaron Judge is a stud. I think we all know that. Anthony Volpe, as annoying as he is, he's out of a player. He's only going to get better. Jazz Chisholm is someone that is well-liked by Yankee fans. Nolan McGraw, Boston's getting a lot of run. ESPN's panel of experts actually picked them to win the division. They picked New York third. Keith Law picked the Yankees fourth. The Athletic a couple of days ago. But who wins the American League East in Nolan McGraw's world?
Well, I think it is going to be the Yankees. However, it is only a two-team race. It's still the Yankees and just the Orioles. I'm not fully sold on anyone else. The Rays kind of speaks for itself. They're in sort of a retool, not a full-on rebuild, but they won't be that competitive, at least later in the season. Toronto has the talent. I just can't trust them. They haven't done it for years now. And the Red Sox made some flashy additions this offseason. But outside of Bregman, is anything really a sure thing? I mean, Crochet, is he able to pitch a full season? That's a huge question mark right now. Same with Walker Buehler. So I don't know. Their additions, they could certainly pan out. But there's, I think, just as many question marks for them as these other two teams. So to me, Yankees win it probably around 95 games. Orioles finish somewhere around 90 wins.
I got Baltimore winning it. And I got Yankees finishing fourth like Keith Law. I think they're going to go down. I think the injuries and everything, I think it's all going to catch up to them. And I think Toronto and Boston also make the playoffs. I think Toronto, I think Bichette and Vlad, I think they'll come to the party. You know, and Gausman had a great spring. Santander helped. So I like Baltimore, Toronto, and Boston, 1, 2, and 3.
I'm picking the Orioles as well. And I don't think it's an egregious selection. It's not orange Kool-Aid, any stretch of the imagination. And with all due respect to who was it, Neil Solins, we had on a couple of days ago, I don't see every team capable of winning said division. If anything, I think Tampa is the least likely to win the American League East. But I'll go with the Orioles to win. And I'll give you my wild cards here in a second. Central, Nolan McGraw, who do you have winning the AL Central?
AL Central here. This one's kind of up for grabs.
Very competitive division outside of Chicago.
I settled on the Royals, though. And maybe it's because it's still that image seared in my brain of them, you know, blanking the Orioles there for the most part in that wild card series, everything that Bobby Witt Jr. did last year. But I don't know. I mean, Cleveland, kind of an odd offseason for them, selling off some pieces when they maybe should have bought. Tigers had to scrap and claw it was a miracle they even made it to the playoffs. Did they do enough to get back there? I think I trust the Royals more than anyone.
I've got the Royals too. I like the Royals, and then I like Detroit coming in second. But I think Bobby Witt Jr. may be the MVP of the league.
We'll get to that in a second. I'm going with the Twinkies, thinking outside the box a little bit. If they stay healthy, and it's a colossal if for them, Correa's a proven star, Buxton's proven star. Do they have enough in the rotation to get things done? They have some really talented young players. I'll take Minnesota to win the Central. And in the West, Nolan McGraw, another division up for grabs there, it seems.
Right. I wanted to go Seattle here because I really like their pitching. But a part of me says, can they really replicate that as a whole? We'll get to Cy Young in a minute. They'll answer that question. But I think I just got to go with the experience of the Astros. Right. They sold off Kyle Tucker, but they just find a way to win every year. And even if they're not competitive early in the season, they find a way to heat it up when it matters most. I just don't think anyone's going to really pose a big threat to them.
I'm taking Houston. I think Houston has got the veteran presence and stuff there. I'll take Houston in that division. And I like Seattle coming in second.
I'm going to take Seattle to win the division. Nolan, J-Rod is going to play like the all-star that he was 2 years ago. He had a very disappointing, in totality, 2024. Their rotation is loaded. What Kirby's going to start on the IL, if I'm not mistaken. They can pitch. They can play D. But can they score runs? That's the big question about Seattle. So I got the Mariners winning the American League West. My wild cards, I got the Yankees, Boston, and the Tigers. Those are my three wild cards, with hearts being broken in Cleveland and Texas and Houston, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. I didn't think of wild card. I apologize. That's but right. Orioles obviously would be a wild card team. I don't have them winning the division, so I'll lock that one in for sure. Top wild card team. Games at Camden Yards, I'll tell you that.
I got Toronto, Boston, and Detroit as my wild card.
Yeah, I mean, Blue Jays, something about them.
Yeah, they got talent.
They were in the playoffs two previous years. Like the Orioles, they went quietly into the night and then bottomed out, which hopefully doesn't happen to Baltimore, but we'll see. Your American League champion, Nolan McGraw.
Baltimore Orioles, why not? They'll go the distance
as a wild card?
As a wild card. There's no rule that says you can't do it.
No.
You got to get hot at the right time. We've seen that the last couple of years. The Rangers, a couple of years ago, run to the World Series as a wild card team. It doesn't matter. It's how hot you are at the right time. It's how healthy you are at the right time. And as bleak as things may look with Grayson Rodriguez right now, uncertainty with Gunner, they will be healthy in September. I'm speaking it into existence.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, any of those six teams can win it. And kind of like you said, Nolan, whoever's hot. And I think I think I could go with Baltimore. I just wish that they had won a game or a series coming into it already, just to go in and never have not won a series in 2 years and then all of a sudden go all the way through.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is my biggest concern with the O's, but I think Elias has learned at the trade deadline, they're going for it.
Yeah, it's not about how many trades you make, how many impact trades you're going to make.
So I could see Baltimore, but the only thing scares me is they hadn't won a playoff game yet.
I'm going with the Orioles and Twins in the ALCS 1969-1970 rematch. Speaking of the last time the Orioles went to the playoffs 3 years in a row. And I got the Orioles winning the American League pennant for the first time since 1983. And then real quick, Vinny, you referenced it, American League Most Valuable Player, real quick, Nolan McGraw.
I'm going to go with Jose Ramirez. Now, Cleveland's not going to win that division, but he's always been in that conversation, one of the most consistent players in the American League over the past couple of years. Aaron Judge is the easy answer, probably the most likely outcome, but he'll miss some time. It's Jose's year. Give it to him.
I'm trying to decide between, because I picked Toronto, you know, to make it into the playoffs, like Vlad or Bobby Witt Jr., you know, I think, because if the Toronto's in it, Guerrero's going to have a hell of a year. So I'll go Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. And Kansas City will be in the conversation. Yeah. So it's not like they're going to finish last. But I'm going to take Bobby Witt Jr. And Vlad had a really good year last year. Everyone around him. I mean, he didn't have a year like he did back in 21. But Bobby Witt Jr. and the American League Cy Young. I'm going Logan Gilbert, Seattle.
Oh, you stole mine.
I did.
Dang it.
Look
all
at
right.
me.
I love him. He's a stud. 190 innings pitched 2 years ago.
What, 6'6", 6'7"? He's a monster.
208. That was the most innings pitched in all of baseball last year. I got my concerns about the rotation as a whole repeating what they did, but Gilbert, he'll at least repeat himself.
Scooble.
Back to back.
Yeah.
A lot of competition. That'd be impressive.